Just over a year ago, the UN's Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, visited the Gaza Strip not long after the war. He was shocked by what he saw, and on Tuesday he went back. And we're going to hear from the man himself about what he has seen 1 year on. John Holmes joining us live from Gaza. Thank you for your time, sir. Tell me, what's Gaza like in 2010 as opposed to 2009 after the war?
I think the most disappointing thing, as you said in your introduction, is that so little has changed. Although, of course, there has been a certain cleanup of some of the rubble, and the place looks a little bit better than it did a year ago, there's been no real possibility of starting reconstruction, starting redevelopment, allowing people to start leading normal lives, mainly because the blockade on the entry of goods into Gaza has remained, although some basic goods get in, construction materials which are needed very badly to rebuild housing, to start water and sanitation projects, to help agriculture, those kind of things have simply not happened because the blockade is still there. So that's the most disappointing thing, that so little has changed in that respect.
You've been through Jerusalem on your way through to Gaza, met Israeli officials. What do you tell them? It seems a lot of people tell them a lot of stuff, but again, as we say, little changes.
Well, I think what we say to them, and what I said to them earlier, and we'll be saying to them again when I go back to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv later this week, is that I think this policy of the blockade is ineffective. It's resulting in misery for the Palestinians who live here. They're living in a kind of open-air prison. They're still suffering this kind of collective punishment they've been suffering for 3 years now. And it's counterproductive. It's counterproductive including for Israel, because it's only breeding despair. It's not helping their objectives, whatever they might be in Gaza. So it really needs changing, and it really needs changing very rapidly. I think that's the main point. And you know, we really hope that they will reconsider the kind of attitude they've been adopting so far.
Let's flip it around for a moment. Any positives you've seen there? It's easy to look at all the negatives and what hasn't changed. What about some positives? Anything there?
Well, I think what is positive is that the population are unbelievably resilient and ingenious in the way they're trying to adapt to the situation. We were able to see today, for example, people recycling some of the rubble, starting to make some basic building materials, breeze blocks out of ground down rubble turned into, say, rudimentary building materials, probably not of very good quality, but at least they allow people to start some rudimentary repair. Of course, there is a tunnel economy as well, because so many goods are coming in illegally through the tunnels from Egypt, and people are using that to restart some kind of, again, very basic sort of industry. But in terms of actually creating the jobs that are needed, in terms of giving people hope for the future and the kind of a normality about their life and dignity about the life that they need and they deserve, there's simply not enough happening despite these positive elements and the, as I say, the unbelievable ability of the people to cope with all this adversity.
Have you met anyone from Hamas on your trip to Gaza?
No, but we do have contacts with them whenever we need to do that, with the de facto authorities here, to discuss humanitarian issues. To make sure that we are allowed to get on with our job, just as we want everybody to allow us to do that, whether it be the Israelis or the Palestinian Authority or the de facto authorities here. We have no problem about those kind of discussions to make sure we can resolve humanitarian problems, and we'll continue to do that.
Do you think a face-to-face meeting with someone like an Ismail Haniyeh or someone like that would be a positive step, show other countries around the world that, yes, engaging, talking to Hamas isn't the worst thing in the world?
Well, in general, on a personal basis, I've always been in favour of dialogue with any organisation rather than a policy of isolation and demonisation. But there is a policy in place on the part of many people in the international community, which the UN is respecting, that high-level political dialogue is not possible as long as certain conditions are not met. And that's the position it is at the moment, and I can't change that unilaterally.
Shouldn't forget the West Bank and all of this as well, because obviously you're in Gaza, but there is a wider issue across the territory. Is there anything to report from places like Ramallah, developments there?
Well, I was there a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, the situation is not good there either. The combination of settlements, the wall and all that does to the Palestinians living on and around it in terms of access to their land, access to basic services, all those things are continuing. So although the situation in the West Bank is of course very different from that in Gaza and much easier for most people who live there, there are concerns about the way that's developing and in East Jerusalem, despite the report you were talking about earlier. I think we need to tackle all those problems as well if we can, in order to create the right kind of conditions for the long-term peace settlement we all need. We need to see a peace settlement which actually brings an end to the occupation in both the West Bank and Gaza and creates the genuine Palestinian state that people desperately need to see.
One final thing. It's a little bit off topic, but British press has been speculating about your future in this job. I mean, in no way to ambush you here, but can you confirm either way what your future is in your current position?
Yes, I mean, I've made clear that I will be leaving my current position in about 6 months' time to take up a new job in the UK. But for the moment, I'm fully concentrating on what I'm doing.
Excellent. Good to talk to you, John Holmes. Many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.